Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen, lights. Some are looking for happiness when God promised you joy. See, happiness is limited to this realm. Touchy-feely, taste, people being nice. What about when ain't nobody nice to you? You walk around like the end of the world because somebody hollered at you. I was saying Sunday how the world we live in now is very volatile. It's like striking a match in a room full of gasoline fumes. You gotta be careful because people are wearing their feelings on their shoulders, quick-tempered and, you know, undermined and, you know, all kind of stuff. So we have to be wise. For some of you, let me tell you something. In 2020, God's going to prepare a table for you, but it's going to be in the presence. Hear me, it's going to be in the presence of enemies. So you get used to being wise like a serpent and remain harmless. You can't get into that foolishness. Amen. You can't get into the strife. You can't get into the contention. You can't get into the arguments. You got to be wise like a serpent. As a matter of fact, listen, get this picture in mind. He's going to send you out like a sheep among wolves. Tell somebody to bless you. See, he's got to teach you. It's his counsel that's going to bless you. Amen. It's not your circumstance. Because if you stay with God's counsel, whatever circumstance you get into, that circumstance over time is going to change. Amen. But if you get away from his counsel and go to blending in and trying to figure it out in the natural realm, it ain't going to work. Amen. You're always going to fall short. You got to stay with God's counsel. If God told you, listen, if it looked like it's taking too long, which I don't know what too long is, but you know, in your short patience, see, it's only too long because you don't have enough patience. And in other words, you need a little more trouble. Why? Tribulation employs patience. Amen. Now, we don't like them tools. I don't like that stuff. Lord, just give it to me now. No, Lord said, no, be patient. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire. It's important that you allow your soul to be possessed in patience, because in so doing, you maintain his presence. At the end of the day, that's what everything is about. Amen. Everything stems from God's presence. Amen. Just like in the garden. First things first. What did he give Adam first? Presence. Then he gave him work. Then he gave him a wife. But he said, expand this. How? Through my presence. Through the light. Till it through the light. Long as you're walking in the light, the enemy has no authority. He has, as a matter of fact, he has no authority. He has power, but no authority. Amen. Amen. Power because he's accessed other souls. He's got control of other people's mouths and their mind. But he has no authority because Jesus took it. Amen. What he had usurped from Adam, Jesus took it back. And then he gave it to his church. And he said, all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me, all authority. Somebody say, all. Not some authority, amen, but all authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Behold, I give you power and authority. I have authorized you. All right? So we are authorized. You don't even have to get loud with the enemy in the meantime. Just say what you mean and mean what you say. If you mean it in the spirit realm, it's a reality. But if you're just wavering and guessing and playing games, the enemy knows that. Right? Somebody say dirt. Now, in one aspect, it looks like dirt, people putting dirt on you. But really, what the scripture calls it is soil. Sometimes you can be soiled up. You ever get soiled up? Working in the garden, you get that dirt up under your nails from the dirt, you know, if it's wet, you know, your hands all dirty, soiled. But see, the difference between what people look at as dirt and soil, it's really the same thing. But soil, when it calls it soil, soil has nutrient in it. So when people is, Elder, when people heaping dirt on you, they don't understand. In the spirit realm, they're heaping soil on you. In other words, they're giving your seed what it needs to burst open up under that soil and come on up out of there. Amen. So what the enemy means for evil, God has already meant it for good. Come on, this is the counsel of God, so that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Every word the enemy speaks out against you in evil, God says, I'm going to condemn it. I'm going to stop it. It won't carry any weight. It won't affect you. It won't impact you. Stay with my counsel. Stay on my word. Stay bold. Stay courageous. After a while, the king going to bow to you, just like he bowed to Daniel. They tried everything, and none of it worked, because Daniel wouldn't bow. Amen. He wouldn't partake of the king's meat. What happened? God gave him favor. He wouldn't stop praying. They threw him into the den. What? God gave him favor. Gave him favor with the king. King couldn't sleep that night. I prophesy to you in 2020. There's going to be a whole lot of folk that got what belongs to you, that have the authority to release what belongs to you. God going to take sleep from them. They're going to be up pacing because you've been praying, because you've been decreeing. Amen. I prophesy to you that some of y'all are going to find yourself in the right place at the right time. You didn't orchestrate it. You didn't even mean to be there. But all of a sudden there's a kairos. You're going to recognize this is God's doing. Amen. I see doors opening up. Amen. That no man can close. Doors you didn't even know were there. You just happened to bump into it. But it's your door. How you got there is not important. Tell somebody, God got me there. Stop trying to figure it out, formulize it, amen. Try to, amen, make a program out of it. No, God got you there. He may operate totally different from that next time. So don't look at it like some formula now. Help me, Holy Ghost. 2020, somebody shout 2020. You're going to see things you ain't never seen before. I said you're going to see things you have never seen before, because your eyes going to be open. Scales going to be taken off your eyes. Amen. That spiritual glaucoma, God going to give you a spiritual surgery. Put some eye salve on your eyes. Amen. That you might see. Amen. He's been with you all along, but you've been letting doubt and unbelief and uncertainty and fear and dread and people and voices stand between you and what God wants. Tell somebody, that day is over. This week is over. We're talking about the counsel of God. You're going to hear his voice Know his voice. Believe his voice. Amen. No more hardening of the arteries. No more hardening of the heart. As in the day of provocation, but you're going to yield. And say, whatever you say, Lord. I shared, I think Sunday, when the Lord tested me, somebody put all that money in my hand. And I put it in that pocket there. And I was holding it. And somebody came up over here and said, the Lord said, that's his money. Give it to him. I'm like a lot of y'all. The devil is a lie. But I knew it was the Lord, and I gave it to him. But I didn't share that. It wasn't, I don't know if it was a week or when it was. It wasn't too long after that that God began to open some doors. And I share about how we gave toward the college. They were going to some kind of retreat, I believe it was, or some conference, and we supported one of the college students. But it was right around in that time, all that was taking place. And I came home one afternoon, and there was a FedEx envelope on our porch. One of them cardboard FedEx envelopes. And what we gave to help, this was maybe 20, 30 times that in that envelope. And so, you know, as was said tonight, it's good to obey God. And whatever he's telling you to do or be, it may not to your flesh or to your mind, the natural mind, make a whole lot of sense. And it doesn't always. But tell somebody, just do it. Because God's got a plan. And at the end of the day, he wants you to trust him. To trust him. He's got your best interest in mind. Yes, he does. And it is God's will for you to prosper. And it is God's will for you to be in health. I said it is God's will. It is God's will to heal us. It is God's will for us, amen, to prosper, to have our needs met, to have oftentimes more than enough. Amen. He's the God of more than enough. And God's not insecure with you having more than enough. Matter of fact, when we minister, when we testify, when we give, it should be from an overflow. Amen. I said it should be from an overflow. That day of paycheck to paycheck, tell somebody, that's coming to an end. Come on, that day of having to go, amen, to the, what is it, cash places? I need cash now. Well, you got the cash out before you get your check. They get it because you needed it or else. Tell somebody, that day is over. Come on, can you believe that? I said, can you receive that? It's not contingent upon a raise on your job. Thank God for the raise on the job, but that's not it. It's in the counsel of God. If you get into his word and you'll, amen, get occupied with him and stay in his presence, there's a dimension, there's a realm, amen, a supernatural realm. It will defy the natural order. I said it will defy the natural order. You will wonder yourself, how in the world did I get here like this?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.